recording. It should be a quick showcase, based on what I see has been done. So, and someone can let me know when my screen has come through.
I can see our screen.
Okay, great, thanks. Okay, so this is the sprint showcase for Sprint 136. It looks like this is somewhat of a sprint that will be continued for Sprint 137 in terms of the tasks. Let's just see if there's been any updates since the last time I refreshed this. Okay. So the work in this sprint was improving the performance of the requisition update and restoring the monitoring of the requisition performance. And I have no idea what the sprint spirit pony is. Pony random bash, not a clue. I'm showing my age, I guess. Let's see, so it looks like there was only a few issues that were completed. Most of the issues are still in progress. I assume these are just gonna be carrying over to the next sprint. Is that correct, Sebastian, or somebody on the Soul Develop team?
Yes, that's correct. So our sprint goal was clearly an overconfidence from our side on what we can achieve. I think at least considering the second part of the sprint goal, so restoring monitoring requisition performance, at that part we have made some good progress. And we can see it being complete in a day or two. In terms of improving the performance of the requisition update, which means also tickets related to performance of operators and facilitate of those products, I believe there is still quite some work to be done there. But I thought that maybe the developers can speak up more about this as we get to the showcase part. Just to talk about what has been tried so far, what hasn't worked, and what is the current direction for this work.
Okay, sounds good. I looked through the sonar earlier. I didn't see any failures. I'm guessing, given the fact that a lot of stuff is ongoing, probably not too many changes. So that kind of makes sense. So, okay, with that, then who wants to start doing the showcase portion?
I can just briefly talk about the two tickets that are in the long term.
Okay.
Let's just share the screen. Okay, so as I have briefly mentioned on our grooming call, we are currently working on reviewing our code regression test cases, since we have established that maybe we don't really need to execute all of them. The reason being that some of the steps are repeated, so we are testing the same thing over and over again. Joanna has helped us review the test cases, first collect the test cases that they need to be reviewed, and then organize the meeting for all of us to look through those test cases. And as a part of this, there were several test cases that were identified can be removed completely, matched with other test cases because there were repetitions, or where the code regression label can be removed, meaning that the test case won't be executed during the next regression testing for the upcoming release. So this list here is not up to date. The most recent updates are on the on OpenRMIS forum on Discourse. So anyone that is interested in finding more details about this can check out the topic there. Other than just reviewing the test cases, there are a few other ideas. that we have proposed and that are on the Discourse forum as well. And I believe those other ideas are still in progress. So far, we haven't heard from a lot of people about their opinion on the changes. So if anyone still wants to voice their opinion, they are still welcome to, but I believe Joanna has also started working on other ideas as well. And I believe that's the testing summary and the regression testing changes. As I also mentioned, the ticket about improving the requisition of the performance and of the labels and facility type of products are still in progress, as well as ticket relating to the performance testing. So I will hand it over to the development team to share their experiences and the current work that is happening there.
Okay, maybe I can start.
Sure.
So I don't know if I should share screen.
It's up to you if you have something to show against
the screen. But so currently I am working on this ticket to fix performance of requisition update. So first I started work on this ticket by checking if it is really necessary to make calls to reference data to retrieve order labels and FTAPs on requisition update. But unfortunately it isn't necessary because it is required to get necessary data for such fields as maximum periods of stocks, for example. So I investigated why it takes so long to retrieve these resources. I investigated the profilers and I was surprised that the count query for checking identities of, for example, FTAPs in database takes as much time as retrieving these identities. And I suspect that it is caused by the very large where statement, because we are comparing identities taken from search params with identities found in database one by one. And I think that this is the reason why it takes so long. And currently I am working on changing the native queries to JPA criteria calls and to be able to change this query to resign from the complex where statement and just check if given identities are in the database. And now I have to deal with the Stack Overflow error, and hopefully I will finish it today or tomorrow, and we'll get the results if it helped or not.
Okay, is there anything else for us that you want to share?
I think it's all that I can talk about.
Okay, so Claudia, maybe we can get an update on the M+1 loading and the order labels work in general.
Okay, so I've tried to use entity graphs because it's it is mentioned in the when you research, you know, when I did some research in the internet, all of the questions were about the N plus one problem. Get the response that entity graphs should help, but not in our case. I tried also to add fat joints manually in the code, but it also didn't help. And currently I rewrite all queries from the native to criteria query, like Paulina said, and it looks like it improves performance because this search query for order labels now takes like 5 seconds, and previously it was over 20, I think, like 30. Currently this search and count queries are we are doing them in parts, I mean in batches, for 1,000 of order labels in one query. And I think that's all I can say.
Okay, thanks, Claudia. I think that sounds great. If we can really improve from 30 seconds to like 5, that would be an improvement that we need. So, Pablo, can you update on the two tickets?
So, the first ticket fixed performance test for requisition workflow. We managed to fix one test for batch approval scenarios, and that was get requisitions. And that led us to another error, which came from update requisitions test scenario. And when I talked to Sebastian, we learned that it wasn't necessarily a problem with test itself, but rather with an endpoint. As a few months back, there were some changes introduced to price per backfield, and those changes need to be extended to other parts of applications, budgetable endpoints, if I understood correctly. But as I don't really remember those tickets, then maybe Susan can talk more later about it. What I can say is that independently, yesterday, a ticket with that bug was reported, so probably fixing or moving forward with those test cases, we'll have to wait until that bug is fixed, as it is blocking the proper test execution. And that's the current status for this ticket. And one more thing, the test cases for single requisitions, as reject, update, and so on, they work properly. I was also looking into some demo data files to fix them, but I think that for our needs is enough for now. So those not working test scenarios were completed out, and now we are waiting for that. We will be waiting for that bug fix. And the other ticket, improved performance of GET or the Rebels endpoint if modified since power. It actually made it to the review stage where the team gave their valuable inputs, and now I'm refactoring the code. But speaking in terms of the definition of done, the last modified header was restored, and the query execution is indeed faster than it was, because it used to take about 12 to 15 seconds, if I remember correctly. Now it's about 15 milliseconds, so it's quite improvement. But I am checking among the changes that I'm introducing, I'm checking if refactoring that query to GPQL will actually make it even faster, because those are native queries as for now. So those two tickets are like that. Those are the statuses.
Okay, thank you, Pablo. And yeah, I can just quickly showcase the ticket that was reported. So this is the ticket that Pablo was mentioning. And it's essentially that you cannot use the batch approval when the plus per pack column is hidden. And when we have briefly looked at this issue, just turned out that it's related to the changes that happened with requisitions in the 3.7 release, which essentially meant like removing the price per pack from the snapshotted value in requisition and retrieving it from the reference data from the specific version. So this is definitely a regression. It's much less critical. So we should be working on that as a maybe in the next thing. Okay. I think this is the update for today. We'll definitely be working on the Springboard tickets, so those three that are marked red, as a part of the next sprint. It seems that we have made some good progress in terms of performance tests for requisition workflow. And also it seems that plus one loading, we have managed to verify that that the changes that we are currently doing are improving the performance. So I hope we are on the right track at this point. And I also suspect that the Springboard for the next sprint will be similar. So having this performance of preposition update finally improved.
Excellent. It's good to be able to see some progress, especially some significant progress, like going from seconds down to milliseconds for some of these queries. That's encouraging to see. I hope we're able to continue to see that kind of progress. I think we definitely need it. So thank you for the work. Even though it's disappointing that we haven't got further in this sprint, I think we're well set up for the next one to be able to show some concrete and significant improvements.
Yeah. Okay, so is there anything else anyone wants to bring up? Okay, so I think we are done for today.
All right, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Done.